From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. At least six police and soldiers were killed in a series of attacks in Turkey, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. Two women are suspected in the assault on the consulate in Istanbul. One was injured in a firefight with police and is in custody, while a second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front claimed responsibility for the attack that shut down operations at the diplomatic mission. The group is considered a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. Hours earlier, in another section of Istanbul, a bomb exploded at a police station, killing one police officer, according to the English-language Hurriyet Daily News. Officials in the central U.S. state of Missouri declared a state of emergency Monday in the embattled city of Ferguson, hours after violence erupted on the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger declared the emergency after prosecutors filed 10 charges against an 18-year-old suspect accused of shooting at an unmarked police car late Sunday before four officers returned fire and critically wounded him. His state of emergency will allow County Police Chief John Belmar to take control of law enforcement in and near Ferguson. Belmar said the suspect, Tyrone Harris Jr., was among six who fired shots during Sunday's protest, which until that point had been a peaceful street demonstration commemorating the year-ago killing of Michael Brown. This is VOA News.